This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
X will not let users hide their blue checks anymore. Taylor Swift's music is back on TikTok. And Apple may start releasing AI-centric M4-powered Macs later this year. It's Friday, April 12th, and this is Engadget News. Social media platform X will no longer allow users to hide their blue checks, regardless of whether they paid for premium or not. On Thursday, the app began notifying users that the Hide Your Checkmark feature of X Premium is going away soon. The change comes shortly after X unexpectedly began adding blue checks to the accounts of influential users with at least 2,500 followers who pay for a premium subscription. While Elon Musk suggested that change was meant to be a perk, some of his critics, including formerly verified users, were less than pleased with the blue badge appearing on their accounts, lest others suspect them of actually paying for a subscription. Taylor Swift's music has returned to TikTok after a 10-week hiatus, according to a report by Variety. Her tunes left the platform after negotiations broke down between the social media app and Swift's label, Universal Music Group. It's unclear what kind of deal Swift struck with TikTok to allow her to return to the platform. But we know one thing, the deal did not include provisions for fellow UMG artists, so Billie Eilish, The Weeknd, and Drake, among others, are still missing from TikTok. Taylor Swift, being the most popular musician on the planet, likely worked some magic here. She's not alone in her return to TikTok. Some songs by other UMG artists have begun appearing on the platform, ready for use in short-form videos. These artists include Ariana Grande and Camila Cabello. Variety suggests that their music was put up either by fans or representatives from the artists. We don't know if they struck their own deals like Swift may have. The return could also be a promotional move for her upcoming album. The Tortured Poets Department comes out on April 19th and will likely have plenty of tracks that will be perfect for TikTok sing-alongs. It's worth noting that she partnered with the platform to promote Midnights, her last album of all new material. This all started when UMG threatened to pull songs from the platform after contract negotiations fell apart, and the label writing in an open letter that TikTok wanted to pay a fraction of the rate paid by other social media sites. TikTok went full fake news in response, writing that despite Universal's false narrative and rhetoric, the fact is they have chosen to walk away from the powerful support of a platform with well over a billion users that serves as a free promotional and discovery vehicle for their talent. It's worth noting that TikTok's rebuttal did not mention artist payments, but did say that it has been able to reach agreements with other musicians and publishers. Whatever the reason for Swift's return, the nation's teens are no doubt rejoicing at once again being able to lip-sync to Cruel Summer and You Belong With Me. UMG and TikTok, however, are still battling it out, so this is likely not the last we'll hear about all of this. It's only been 5 months since Apple released the first M3-powered Macs, but we may not have to wait long to see laptops and desktops with M4 chipsets. According to Bloomberg, Macs with M4 processors could start arriving later this year, which isn't necessarily a massive surprise given the cadence of Apple silicon chips so far. While the M3 lineup did not offer a massive upgrade from M2 chipsets, The M4 series could be a game changer, since Apple is said to be placing far more onus on artificial intelligence this time around. There will be at least three main versions of the M4, according to the report, and Apple is expected to update every model of the Mac with one of those chips. As things stand, Bloomberg says Apple will release iMacs, an entry-level 14-inch MacBook Pro, more powerful 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, and Mac Minis with M4 chips by early 2025. Versions of the 13- and 15-inch MacBook Air with M4 chips could arrive by the spring, with an M4 Mac Studio to follow around the middle of 2025, and a Mac Pro to come later in the year. However, the publication notes that plans may change. The Mac Mini upgrade will be quite a long time coming, as Apple hasn't upgraded that device since January 2023. The Mac Studio and Mac Pro got M2 upgrades in mid-2023. M3-powered iMacs and MacBook Pros arrived in October. The MacBook Air, meanwhile, got an M3 upgrade just last month. With the higher-end Mac desktops, Apple may include support for up to 512 gigabytes of memory. The latest Mac Studio and Mac Pro Max out at 192 gigabytes of RAM, but previous Intel-powered systems supported up to 1.5 terabytes of memory using off-the-shelf components. Apple integrates memory more deeply into its own chipsets, so upgrading the RAM on silicon-based systems is more difficult. That said, Apple's major focus for the M4 lineup is said to be artificial intelligence, as it aims to catch up, at least in terms of public perception, with the likes of Microsoft and Google. Bloomberg suggests that Apple will highlight how on-device AI processing capabilities of the M4 chipsets will integrate with the hardware and the latest version of macOS, which will debut at the Worldwide Developers Conference in June. The company is also said to be planning AI-focused upgrades to the processors used in this year's iPhones. Previous reports suggested that Apple wants to integrate Google's Gemini AI into iPhones while it works on its own generative AI models. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell, contributors Lawrence Bonk and Chris Holt, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.